Beacon of guidance.
When hearts were lost in darkest skies.
When hearts were lost in darkest skies.
The beacon of guidance did rise.
Beacon of guidance.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين We would love and like to welcome our viewers of Madani Channel once again to your program called Beacon of Guidance. It is the month of Rabi'ul Akhir of Sarkari Baghdad, Mahbub Subhani, Ghaus Azam Abdul Qadir Al Jilani, Quddis Sirruhu Nurani, Subhanallah. And yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this month is showering its blessings throughout the globe. Today, once again, inshallah, Azzawajallah, we are going to learn about the great grandeur and maqam and status of Sarkari Baghdad, Ghaus Azam Abdul Qadir Al Jilani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Subhanallah. This is that Ghauth we are speaking about. His personality is revered amongst the elite and the public, dear viewers. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, belongs to an esteemed and eminent family. Subhanallah, as we did mention before as well, Ghauth Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, was born on the 1st of Ramadan al-Kareem, 470 Hijri, in a town called Jilan, near Baghdad. Subhanallah. Furthermore, his name is Abdul Qadir and his patronymic name is Abu Muhammad. His titles, and these are just things that we repeat so that the viewers of Madani Channel can remember. Muhiyuddin, Mahbubi Subhani, Ghawsul Azam, and Ghawthul Thaqalain are his titles. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, was born in the family of Ahlul Bayt, the household of Sa'adat, subhanallah. His family was very famous for their piety and taqwa. His blessed mother's name is Sayyida Fatima, and subhanallah, her patronymic name is Ummul Khair. So Ummul Khair Fatima rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. Whereas the name of his blessed father is Sayyid Musa and his patronymic name is Abu Salih. Whereas his title is Jangi Dost. Allahu Akbar. So the real name is Sayyid Musa. This is the father of Ghawth Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi subhanallah is a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla and born as a wali as well, dear viewers. Remember, jab bachche paida hote hain, usually when a child is in his mother's womb, he is not even aware of the dunya and the world and whatever is inside it. When he is born, even then it takes him a very long time to before he becomes mature to understand and to learn the dunya itself. But what can be said about the leader of all saints, Ghawth Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali? Not only in his childhood, but even when he was not yet born, he was distinctive from others. Allahu Akbar. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, was a possessor of saintly miracles since his childhood. In fact, before his birth and even in his childhood, many saintly miracles were manifested by Ghawth Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Acha, isko sunte hain. On the 1st of Ramadan al-Kareem, it was a Monday. At the time of dawn, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali's blessed lips was in movement, slightly saying something. So it is said that when someone placed or took the ears closer to his lips, it was heard that he was saying, Allah, Allah. This was his state when he was born, dear viewers, on the 1st of Ramadan al-Kareem on a Monday, subhanallah. So it is truly from the blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he azza wa jalla bestowed many great saintly miracles upon him in his childhood. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddisi Dehlavi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, he writes regarding his grand, magnificent and saintly miracles. He says that there was no comparison between the rest of the Mashayikh Awliya and Ghawth Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. To the extent that some Mashayikh stated, the state of Ghawth Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali saintly miracles is like a thread of pearls. For when it breaks, one after the other pearl falls. The saintly miracles of Ghawth Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali are actually beyond count, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Ab zara soche, what are the khas fadl and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Ghawth Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali? He is an embodiment of saintly miracles and virtues. The blessings of only His blessed name is such that wherever it is called out, one is relieved from wild animals. If you are concerned, or if you are in a state where you have anxiety and you have concern of a wild beast attacking you, take the name of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and this fear would leave your heart, subhanAllah. You will be protected from even wild beasts and animals, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Just imagine and ponder for a moment, if the blessings and eminence and saintly miracle of His name is such that by the virtue of listening to His name only, wild animals do not attack or cause harm, then how esteemed and highly elevated would be His maqam itself, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Beyond imagination, subhanAllah. So these miracles are possible. And we have spoken about the blessings of Qasida, Ghawthiya. We have spoken about other discussions before this topic, dear viewers of Madani Channel. But just for us to remember and for us to know that there are different and various levels of karamat, it is stated that any unique and astonishing event that occurs through a pious believer, which generally does not take place as a norm, is called karamat, saintly miracle. Then it is said that if a similar kind of an event occurs by a prophet before the announcement of his prophethood, then it is called irhas. And if it is after the announcement of prophethood, it is called mu'jiza. If the similar kind of act is performed through an ordinary mu'min, then it is called ma'unat. And if any such thing occurs through a disbeliever, that is according to his will, then it is called istidraj. Allahu Akbar. So these are the various names we have just listened to, we have just heard, the Yavuz Madani Channel. Karamat, subhanAllah, irhas, mu'jiza, and ma'unat, istidraj. Istidraj is the last one which is linked to the kuffar and to those people who use jadu, so on and so forth. It is all through the tricks and magic of the devil, dear viewers. Allah Kareem, protect us from this. However, Allama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi states, the saintly miracles of the awliya are true. The one who denies them is misguided. Bahari Shariat, subhanAllah. There are many types of saintly miracles. For example, to bring the dead back to life, to cure the blind, the leper, long journeys covered within a short while, walking on water, flying in the air, or to know the state of the hearts of others, or sighting things from afar. All these are saintly miracles. Allahu Akbar. But it is astonishing and amazing to know that Ghusul Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is that personality upon whom Allah Kareem has blessed and bestowed all of these saintly miracles alone upon him, subhanAllah. It is only through the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that he would at time bring the dead back to life. There are documentations, there are records, there are narrations, dear viewers, that subhanAllah, he rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali would give vision back to the blind. At times he would cure those suffered from leprosy. At times he rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali helped those who were ill and distressed. At times he rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali helped those who called out from afar. At times he rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali would fulfill the needs of the needy. At times he rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali would know of the state of someone's heart. Allahu Akbar. At times he rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali would rid the problems of his attendees, of his court, subhanAllah. At times he rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali would cast his gaze of mercy on thieves and robbers and make them pious within a single glance. Subhanallah. At times he would make transgressors and sinners beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the sight of his sainthood. So these are all karamat linked to Sarkare Baghdad, Huzuri Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Allahu Akbar. We also wish and we hope for him to cast his merciful gaze upon us as well, because all of this is the ata, it is the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The poet says so beautifully,
Sarkar Ghawse Azam Nazre Karam Khuda Ra, Sarkar Ghawse Azam Nazre Karam Khuda Ra, Mera Khali Ka Sabhar Do, Main Faqeer Hoon Tumhara, Mera Khali کا صبر دو، میں فقیر ہوں تمہارا، سب کا کوئی نہ کوئی دنیا میں آسرا ہے، سب کا کوئی نہ کوئی دنیا میں آسرا ہے، سب کا کوئی نہ کوئی دنیا میں آسرا ہے، میرا بجز تمہارے کوئی نہیں سہارا، سرکار غوث اعظم نظرے کرم خدا را.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، look at the power of his duas. سیدنا شیخ صالح اسماعیل بن علی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ states, whenever سیدنا شیخ علی بن حیتمی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ would fall sick, یہ بھی اللہ کے بزرگ ہیں. So he says, ایک مرتبہ یوں ہوا, once he became ill, then غوث اعظم غوث السمدانی قطب ربانی شیخ عبد القادر الجیلانی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ came all the way from Baghdad to this land, to this place, to inquire after this great wali of Allah. کون بیمار تھے؟ علی بن حیتمی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. So when he reached there, subhanallah, both of them gathered on my land. This, the one who's the Ravi, the one who's the narrator says, they came at my land, my place from Baghdad. So there were two date trees that were dry from the past 4 years. They would bear no fruit. So we even intended to cut them down, ki is darakht ko kaat do, isme se koi phal nikalta bhi nahi hai. Ghousi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali stood under one of the trees and performed wudu, and he performed two rakat nafil salah under another tree. The narrator says, the trees flourished and became green with leaves. Allahu Akbar! And they also bore fruit in that very same week, even though it was not even the season for dates to grow. Allahu Akbar! Aap yun farmate, phir maine kuch phal usme se toda. I extracted and I broke and I took some khajur and dates with me. I presented a few dates from my land to Sayyidina Ghousi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. He rahmatullahi ali ate from those dates and said to me, may Allah Kareem put blessings in your land, in your dirham, in your weighing, in your measure, and in your milk. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Shaykh Ismail bin Ali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali states, my land produced 2 to 4 times more than that year. 2 se 3 guna, 4 guna zyada mujhe iska nafa bhi mila. He says, now my stage was such that when I spend 1 dirham, I make 3 or 4 times more out of it. When I place 100 sacks of wheat in a barn or spend 50 sacks from them, and when I look back in the remaining sacks, I would still be left with 100 sacks. Kharch karne ke baad wo ghaib se phir aa jaya karta tha. He says, my cattle gave birth to so many calves that I even lost count. Allahu Akbar. The state of mind still exists by the virtue and blessings of Ghousi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. آپ ذرا سوچیں جن کی طرف آپ نظر فرما دیں اس کا بیڑا پار ہو جائے. اللہ اکبر. یہ ہے غوث العظم رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ. دیز آر دا بلیسنگز آف دی اسٹیم پریزنس آف غوث العظم رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ. بس آپ نے کرم فرمایا, آپ قدم رنجا ہوئے. ہی جسٹ پلیس ہز مبارک قدم اینڈ فیٹ ایٹ اے پلیس ویئر دا ٹریز ور ڈرائی اینڈ اٹ بیکیم اے پلیس فل آف گرینری. سبحان اللہ. سو یس ڈیئر ویورز, ایوری سنگل مومنٹ آف غوث الپاک غوث العظم لائف was spent acting upon the sharia. He rahmatullahi ta'ala was steadfast upon his faraid and wajibat. Can you imagine, he fasted even the day he was born, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. When the ceremony of bismillah took place, he was only between 4 or 5 years old. The ceremony of bismillah took place whereas a child is made to recite bismillahir rahmanir rahim ta'awuz and tasmiya, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahu Akbar. غوث پاک رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ never only recited تعوذ and تسمیہ, but rather when he recited بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, that followed by سورۃ الفاتحہ, then the first سپارہ, the second پارہ, the third, the fourth, the fifth, all the way to the 18th, all of it was recited by heart. And when his teacher asked him, oh son, where did you learn this from? He said, My mother also remembered up to here. So when I was in her womb and she would recite the Quran up to this para, I by heart it whilst in the womb of my mother. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki? This is Ghousay Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. That for 40 years, he rahmatullahi ali prayed his Fajr Salah or the wudu of his Isha Salah. Whenever he would be without wudu, he would immediately perform wudu and offer 2 rakat nafil salah. It is also stated that he rahmatullahi ta'ala ali would offer 1,000 nawafil daily. It is through his karamat, through his efforts, through his struggle, that more than 500 non-Muslims embraced and accepted Islam upon the blessed hands of Ghousul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. And more than 100,000 thieves, robbers, transgressors, and mischief makers and grave sinners repented upon the hands of Ghousul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madinah Channel, along with being an embodiment of innumerable qualities, attributes, our Ghousul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he was not only matchless in worship, Allahu Akbar. He was not only matchless in spiritual practices, sainthood and saintly miracles, but he rahmatullahi ta'ala ali had also attained excellence in righteousness, piety, jihad, contentment. All these are priceless treasures, dear viewers. He rahmatullahi ta'ala ali never ever desired the wealth of this dunya. If any wealthy person would present him with some wealth and riches of the dunya, he would not even accept it. Allahu Akbar. Rather, he would invite the person before him to the path of righteousness. He would give da'wah to him, for him to repent, for him to make tawbah. And there are so many waqiyas and accounts of this nature. Sayyidina Shaykh Abul Abbas Khizr, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he states, one night we were present in the madrasa of Ghousul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali in Baghdad Mu'alla. A khalif came in the court of Ghousul Azam, and after presenting his salam, he asked, please advise me. And then presented 10 bags of money. Our ghost replied, I have no need for these bags. He told the khalifa, take it back with you. And he refused to take them, and he did not accept the bags. The khalif continued to insist, Ya Sayyidi, accept this on our behalf. Accept this from us. Thus he rahmatullahi ta'ala, he took one bag in the right hand, the other bag in the left hand, and he forcibly rugged and squeezed those bags to the extent that blood started to ooze and drip from those bags. He rahmatullahi ta'ala then said to the khalif, do you not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have brought people's blood to me? Allahu Akbar. After seeing this karamat of Ghousay Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, the khalif fainted right there. So he would never accept. He would never accept things given to him after sucking and taking the hard earnings of others. He rahmatullahi ta'ala was extremely soft, dear viewers. Subhanallah. We learned from this waqiyah, from this one account alone, what was the level of his piety and taqwa. And the wealth of the world was never his interest, dear viewers. He was never concerned for the wealth of the dunya. It is for this reason that he refused the wealth of the khalif. He rahmatullahi ta'ala did not become impressed with the awe of those who held high ranks and statuses, nor was he did he ever flatter the people of high post. Rather, seeing them engrossed in sins, he would invite them towards righteousness. He would present the call of righteousness towards them. Amrun bil ma'ruf wa nahyun anil munkar. This was his andaz, this was his style. As he who desires the wealth of the dunya, Ghousay Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali was the opposite of that. He was content with whatever Allah Kareem had given him. Subhanallah. It is stated, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, in a narration, whoever entertains the wealthy due to his wealth, 2/3 of his religion departs. We make salam to those who have money today. We greet those who have high ranking and high posts. We give adab and respect to them who flush their money, who want to do favors, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. And there are many people who are sold. But our Ghousul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali and the righteous friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have always shown us through their akhlaq, through their character, through the way of life, like Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, Khaja Nizamuddin Awliya rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, Khaja Amir Khusru rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, Hazrat Sabir Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, all these giant and great awliya Allahs who had no interest in the dunya at all, completely annihilated in the qualities and in the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the love of our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla. So along with possessing traits like piety, contentment, righteousness, and inviting others towards goodness, our Ghusul Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was also second to none in possessing attributes like helping the poor, dear viewers. Helping the needy was also part of his noble character in his andaz. Even to date, the kitchen of Ghusul Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is open to the public. There are hundreds and thousands of people who are satiated and they are quenched from the doorstep of Ghusul Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, because he would not return any needy or destitute person empty-handed when they asked him for anything. Instead, he rahmatullahi ta'ala would say, Ghusul Azam says, I examined all the deeds. I did not find any amal and any deed to be more superior than feeding. If only it was, Allahu Akbar, if only it was in my hand to feed the hungry. If only it was in my hand to feed the hungry. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdullah Jubba'i Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali states once, Ghusul Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali said to me, feeding the hungry and observing good mannerism towards the people are the most accomplished and superior acts to me. Hey, Subhanallah. Ya Rahmatullahi Ta'ala then said, money doesn't stay with me. If I have 1,000 dinars in the morning, I won't have a single penny left by the evening, as I would distribute them to the poor and needy and spend it all on feeding the hungry. This is how much he loved and this is how much he enjoyed feeding those who were hungry. What a beautiful amal in action. This was the andaz of all the awliyas and the saliheen, Subhanallah. This was the unique trait of the Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah as well. That Subhanallah, he would never eat food by himself. He would always prepare food for the guests and people who go out of their way, even in today's day and age, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This action of yours is indeed superior, dear viewers. Do not ever feel shy that your wealth will become lesser. Your food will have no khair and barakah. It's impossible. You have done this amal and action for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Kareem will provide khair and barakah in your rizq and rozi. Ghusul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala used to feed people when he was physically alive. And to date, 8 centuries have passed. But that kitchen is still open and people are still being fed on a daily basis from the courtyard of Ghusul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. All this is his faizan, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. The poet says so beautifully,
Mawla Ali ka sadqa, ganje shakar ka sadqa, Mawla Ali ka sadqa, data piya ka sadqa, meri laaj rakh lo ya ghoth, main faqeer hoon tumhara, sarkar ghoth-e azam, nazre karam khuda ra.
Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. The reason to mention this is because we claim to say that we have love for Ghusul Azam, and if we truly love him, then let's adopt his traits and qualities, his attributes. These are amazing qualities, Subhanallah. Every month we have the Garve Sharif at various centers, mashallah, of Da'wat Islami, other masajid, other organizations, other brothers and sisters, mashallah. We notice, we see that throughout the world this practice is common, and yet we leave out the main traits and the things that we're supposed to follow in the zat and personality of Ghusul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. How is it possible that we read his qasida? How is it possible that we obtain barakah and khair from his qasaid, from his qasida, from Khatmi Qadriya Sharif Kabir, but at the end we do not follow the footsteps of Ghusul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali? How is it possible that as Muslims we eat his langar, we eat the langar cooked and prepared on his name, but we don't follow the practices of Ghusul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali? He is so generous, Subhanallah. One unique quality of Ghusul Azam is generosity. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Allama Sayyid Abdul Razzaq. Who is Allama Sayyid Abdul Razzaq rahmatullahi ta'ala ali? His son, the son of Ghusul Azam, Abdul Razzaq rahmatullahi ali. He states, when my honorable father became renowned, he performed Hajj only once. And during the travel of Hajj, during this journey, he says, I was holding the rein of my father's ride, and we reached into an isolated place. Allahu Akbar. He says it was in the south corner of Baghdad. And finally, when we reached this desolated place and area, we found that it had a woolen tent. In that tent lived an elderly man and an elderly woman and girl. Old lady, old man, and a girl. So Ghusl Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala sought permission from the elderly person, and subhanallah, dismounted in that area along with his companions. So it is said that the mashayikh and the wealthy people of the city came in the court of Ghusl Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala and humbly said, "Ya Sayyidi, please come to the house of any one of us, and we have better homes. Please bless our homes. Karam farmaiye." But he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, did not accept anyone's invitation. Even the governor of the city sent a lot of cows, goats, food, gold, silver, and other provisions for him, along with additional animals to be used for travel. Ki sarkari Baghdad, Sultan al-Awliya tashrif laaye hain. Even the governor showed so much of adab and respect and love and reverence for Ghusl Azam. People from all around came to visit my father. Sheikh Abdul Razak states, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, said to his companions, after they all came to visit him, all of those gifts, goats and animals, whatever was given to him, he says, endow your share of all these provisions to this household. This woolen tent, inside which lives an old lady, an old man, and a girl, whatever wealth you'll have given me, rather give it to these old people. Allahu Akbar. All that wealth of provisions was given to that elderly man, woman, and girl. The son states, Ghusl Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali stayed there at night and left in the next morning. Now the son again says, many years later, several years later, I happened to pass by the same city and I saw that the same elderly man was now the wealthiest amongst all the dwellers of that city. He then said to me, "Ya Sayyidi, all of these blessings that you see is of that night. Those cows and goats had children and they grew up, and this is all by them, subhanallah. Yani, this is the dua and the blessings of your father. Your father opened the way for me, subhanallah, and to date I have become the wealthiest person." This is the level of his generosity. All these qualities that you have heard now is actually the qualities of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he became fanafil Rasul. He became annihilated in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thus, subhanallah, it is the karam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, my life will come to an end, but his praises will never, because Allah has elevated his dhikr and remembrance for him. He is Ghawth al-Thaqalain. We make dua that Allah Kareem, through his khair and barakah, through his blessed life and his teachings, enable us to follow this path. May Allah Kareem make it possible for us to hold on to his daman firmly. For those who are Murideen, those who are Qadris, mashallah. And if you belong to any other silsila at the end, you are still linked to Sarkari Baghdad, Ghusl Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Allah Kareem unka faizan hum sab par jari usari farmaye. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We hope to catch our viewers in the next program. Until then, keep smiling and reciting durood and salawat upon the most exalted creation, our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Beacon of guidance when hearts were lost in darkest skies. When hearts were lost in darkest skies, the beacon of guidance did rise. Beacon of guidance.